Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now on with me I have Makuka, Auckland-based R&B artist who's just released her new track, Angel. First of all, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Not bad, thank you very much. To start us off, talk us through the sonics of the track and how it all came together and how you ended up working with Shampoo.
Yeah, so thank you for having me here.
Oh, good.
Firstly, I'm very excited. First interview since I stopped making music, so this is really exciting for me. So Angel, I wrote at sometime at the beginning of this year with a friend and producer called Shampoo, who is an amazing, amazing rapper, instrumentalist, visual artist, music artist as well, and Angel is has sprinkles of R&B, but is also alt and alternative track. And Angel is about a girl who is at her breaking point, really, and it's got a lot of sick guitar riffs and beautiful vocals, and that's what Angel is about.
Sure. You were born in Zambia.
Yes.
Talk me through. Does that sort of intertwine with the music at all? How has it influenced the music?
Yeah, I mean, I moved to New Zealand from Zambia when I was 8 years old with my parents and my sister. And my music influences sonically don't sound Zambian, but the direction that I'm going with Angel does sound like the genre that is called Zamrock. Which is alternative rock music that was coming out of Zambia in the, I believe, in the 70s, 70s, 80s, 90s, made popular by a band called Witch. We intend to cause havoc, who will actually be in New Zealand, I think, this year.
Awesome.
So the music doesn't... my music before Angel is very R&B. It's very sweet. It's very delicate. Where Angel is a little bit harder and a little bit what I call African sexy rock.
Awesome.
To answer your question, my where I come from doesn't directly influence the music, although it influences me as an artist and as a person.
Absolutely. You've in the press junket, because that's what I've got to go off, it talks a lot about the visual direction of the album as well, and how you like to synchronize the visuals and the sound and everything. Talk about the visual direction for this one and where it all came from.
I love audio and visual, and when they come together it's really exciting. So once the production side of Angel was done, I reached out to a few of my friends, a lady called Julia here in Auckland who has a clothing studio called Lador.
Awesome.
And I went to a store and I said, I want to look like an 80s, 90s goddess. And I said to her, imagine anything that Diana Ross would wear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we got together, and all of this is on my socials. If you want to go and catch up on it, it's there. We got together and came up with a few looks to use for the single artwork for Angel and all the press images. And it's me with the big afro wearing really bright colors. And I also reached out to one of my favorite photographers. Her name is Crystal Chen. She's also a musician. And we got together at her home and with her dog and cat, and another friend of mine, IJ, and came up with some really beautiful images for this release. There's no music video for Angel, although they are a lot of visualizers, a lot of reels that are in the works and that will be rolling out over the next 6 months.
Sure. Do you want to plug the Instagram now?
Yeah. So Instagram is Mukuka Music. So MUKUKA. MUSIC,
sure.
Mukuka Music. And on TikTok, it's Mukuka with an extra A. So MUKUKAAAA.
Sure.
Yeah. Streaming platforms, including Bandcamp, is Mukuka with Macron on the A. So MUKUKA with a Macron up the top.
And I read as well that you've got a mailing list.
I do.
Talk me through, plug the mailing list, but also talk me through the inspiration for having a mailing list and whether you think it works in 2025.
Yeah. I love my mailing list. I love when I follow an artist and they send people who listen to their music emails.
Sure.
I just think it's really, really... I think it's really sentimental. So I started my mailing list, would have been a month before Angel came out. And I sent a text to all my friends and family saying, you've been wanting to hear music from me. It's coming out. If you want to keep up, you can sign up to my mailing list. 'Cause a lot of my friends don't really use social media,
sure,
the same way that maybe musicians and creatives or people who have businesses online use social media. And sometimes the algorithm doesn't
absolutely
show them,
yep,
what I am up to. Yeah, so there's a mailing list. It's not very, it's not spammy at all. There's something sentimental each time I reach out to people on the mailing list. Recently, we had a listening party for Angel, and all of that happened through the mailing list before I announced it on socials.
Very cool.
And I think mailing lists are very valuable for artists, especially artists who want to have just a one-on-one relationship with people.
More direct.
Listening to. Yeah, more direct. You can send your audience, tickets or discounts, the tickets to merch, and just thank them for being on the list, because I think they so much that grabs our attention these days,
sure,
especially in the social world. And it's really nice to receive an email from someone.
Absolutely.
Just saying, oh, thanks for sharing this with me. I had no idea this was going on.
It is the letter of our generation.
Yeah, yeah, it is the letter. And, what came out of that was a listening party that happened a week before Angel came out at Move Space here in Auckland. And it was an intimate listening party, but there was about 60 people in the room, and we all listened to the song, and they watched me dance to the song.
Yep.
And I drew some angel wings and for everyone at the release party, at the listening party. And it was just really special to invite all my friends and family and new friends,
sure,
new listeners, and offering them a part of a physical gift, part, that they could take home.
Absolutely.
From Angel.
Just at the end here, you mentioned that the direction is different of the music, and you sort of talked about the visuals being very bold and colorful as well. Is it sort,
yeah,
of a reflection of where you are currently?
Definitely, definitely. If you listen to my Music Before Angel. It was definitely a time where I was still trying to figure out who I was as a woman, what I wanted to look like visually. And Angel is more of a rebellion to myself and sure. The way that I grew up, very conservative. And just breaking out of that, and Angel's definitely more reflective of who I am now, and kind of the bad gal I am now.
Sure.
And the confidence and just creativity that I now exude awesome. Is more reflective of Angel.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to listen to that now, and everyone will get a taste of that. So thank you so much for coming to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And we're going to go straight into it when I figure out the computer. This one, Angel, new one by Makuka.
Show me trust, I'll fall for you. Show me love, show me every part of you. I'll fall. You said you'll never leave my side, never break my heart, never lie to me. Said you'll never stab me in the back, but you lied, oh, you lied to me. You said you'll never.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.